Hi, I'm Cindy.
And I'm Maya, and this is our second episode of our brand new podcast all about conspiracy theories. We're going to be talking about our most favorite conspiracy theories and some that you probably haven't even heard of until now. So for our first one, we're going to be talking about
the conspiracy surrounding global warming. So this conspiracy, people that believe this theory claim that scientific consensus on global warming is based on manipulated data. So basically, they don't believe that global warming is a real thing and that they think scientists are just basically making up the statistics and stuff. So before getting more into the theory, I wanted to talk about what global warming is. So it is a gradual increase in the overall temperature of the Earth's atmosphere. It collects the greenhouse gases and other pollutants like carbon dioxide, and they collect heat and that it gets trapped on the Earth's atmosphere, so it makes the planet a lot hotter, and this can last for centuries. So global warming can lead to some causes on Earth, and some of those are rising sea levels, and this can result in flooding in Florida and other areas of the planet. It can also damage forests and farms. They could face pests that will damage the agriculture around it, and this also is a threat to habitats like coral reefs. And that can endanger many plant and animal species. So those are just a few of the risks and consequences of global warming. And scientists actually believe that the cause of it is because of human activity. And they give some suggestions on what we can do to help it. But in this conspiracy, people believe that is just to manipulate people and that it's not real. So a large percentage of climate scientists believe that we are the cause of global warming, but people opposed to the solutions for it because they don't believe it's real and that the data is fake. They claim that it's not about science but more about politics, and they use the data as a cover to expand like the power of the elites. So they use the government to control the lives of the people. So they believe that instead of helping the earth, it is to control our lives and to manipulate us into thinking that it helps the earth. So for example, like if they take more of our taxes, it's not to help for global warming but more so to help the government and like the elites, people in power. So
like, what do they think that the data, so like if there's evidence, like, you know, how they have, like icebergs melting in like the north, like what do they say about that?
They just think it's like people saying that is fake.
And it's just all made up?
Yeah, that it's just made up, even though science does show that this is the cause of it. So I actually had like a little story about a journalist. He actually investigated the ClimateGate scandal. So basically that he analyzed emails between these scientists, and they were actually hacked and later posted on the web for like everybody to see, and everybody started believing it. But the journalist came to the conclusion that it was most likely done to disguise the false claims, and that like the sudden and dangerous increase of the Earth's temperature wasn't actually real.
I think that's interesting. I like, it's definitely, I think the ones like about, you know, the global elite.
Yeah.
I think it's just really interesting how they're somehow connected in like all these different ways. And I like wouldn't have thought global warming would have been brought up into that discussion.
Yeah, so I, in my opinion, I believe global warming is real because if you think about it, there's so many like factories that have like air pollution or like all the gases that we use. I feel like in some way that is a negative impact on the earth. So there's definitely things that we can do to help it. So, in my opinion, I don't think that this theory is real. I mean, I guess the government and, like, powerful people would benefit from it if we are paying for more and stuff like that, but I don't think that's their motive for it. I think it's just to help the Earth and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that. You know, I've taken, like, you know, classes that discuss global warming, and it's definitely, yeah, you can see the effects it has on the Earth. But I think it's interesting how, you know, like, they tie that together.
Yeah, there's a lot of conspiracy theories that does tie back to, like, the elite and, like, Illuminati and stuff like that, which is, I think that's interesting to talk about. I'm not sure that I've, like, talked about it enough to, like, actually be convinced that it's real.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it is interesting to talk about, because I wouldn't say I'm a conspiracy theorist. But I think
there are, like, different levels of it. You know, there's, like, people that, you know, believe the really out there stuff. And I just, like, some of those I can't, like, get on board with.
Yeah.
But, like, we were discussing in the last episode about, you know, the Denver airport and the Mandela effect. I feel like those are ones that, you know, they have, like, maybe some truth to it. You know, when you look at the artwork, as we talked about,
yeah, like, that kind of stuff, that does make me question a little bit. But there's, yeah, like you said, there's definitely ones that are like, okay, how is this believable?
Like, yeah, I think, like, for the global warming, you know, I haven't heard this one before until now, so yeah. But I would say this one is more, you know, skeptical.
Yeah,
but I like, yeah, this one's really interesting. So
I actually did have another, like, mini conspiracy theory about the government, which it kind of relates back to this, and it's a conspiracy that the government is spying on us. So this could be through, like, webcams, or, like, through, like, on your computer, on your phone, or, like, even if you own, like, an Alexa in your home, or, like, a Google.
Yeah.
If you think about it, they always have to be listening to you so that they could turn on, unless obviously you have it off. But they're meant to, like, how other, there's, like, no other way that they could be.
Like, they're waiting, like, for your iPhones, for example, you know, they're looking for that, hey Siri, that,
yeah,
audio, and it's, like, what else are they listening to?
Yeah, I'm not saying, like, oh, the government, like, because they're obviously not allowed. I did research this. They weren't, that, like, the CIA and FBI, they're not supposed to, like, spy on anyone in the U.S., like, on soil and stuff. Like, they can only do that stuff if they have a warrant, or, like, if they're related to, like, any domestic, or not domestic, any, like, terrorism in other mm-hmm. countries or stuff like that. But I think it is, like, I do have, like, a little story. One time me and my sister were in my room, we were just talking about, I think they were, like, these kind of cookies or whatever. Like, we weren't on our phones, we didn't search it, and then the next day I, like, got an ad. It was about that same exact
yeah.
cookie, which I think that's kind of like, well, what a coincidence, but I don't know. I think that kind of stuff.
When I was in middle school, I, you know, back then I was really wanting to be a veterinarian, and I thought that was going to be my career choice, and I distinctly remember I was talking to my mom about it, and I never even mentioned my grade. I just, like, was telling my mom,
yeah.
like, how that's something I would like to do when I'm older, and I went on Facebook later that day, and I remember seeing an ad pop up about, veterinarian camps for, you, 8th graders, like,
yeah.
middle schoolers,
mm-hmm.
and I've never, like, looked it up. I never even mentioned my age, but, like, you know, I can see how they could find out how old I am from Facebook, but, like, I've
yeah.
never looked up anything about veterinarians. It was just, like, a passing thought to my mom, and,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, there's, like, some things it's just, like, how can you explain that?
Yeah. Like, there's many, yeah, like, everything that we mentioned, it's just, like, it could be a coincidence, maybe not, I don't know. But there are
yeah.
theories that people believe that, oh, the government has all this information on us. But, yeah.
And there's, like, people like my mom, who, we have an Alexa, and she, unplugs it because she thinks that's gonna help.
Because if you really think about it, they're always like on listening mode. They have to be alert, but I don't know.
I think that's a really interesting one. So, thank you guys for listening to our second episode of our podcast. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to the next one. Thank you.